flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So we have a special guest, and he's really special because he's coming to the end of a year that he had to spend with you. So he joins us now, Chris Kane, partner at Adams & Reese, and is the outgoing G&O board chair. Chris, welcome to the show. Well, let me let Michael introduce you.
Thank you, please. Of all guys, Chris joins a small group of survivors of the G&O Inc. chairmanship, and
there's a
lean on each other
building.
Mm-hmm. There is, and what they discovered is that by leaning on each other and working the program, they're able to generally over time successfully reintegrate with society. And so we're supporting Chris because. No, honestly, Chris he's probably the best economic developer lawyer out there, amazing chairman, incredible legal supporter of us as chair and through the Super Bowl, and a great friend. Couldn't be here without him, wouldn't be doing it without him.
Well Chris, welcome
kind.
To the
Thank you guys. Yeah, thank
welcome
you for having
to...
me.
I'm Go ahead.
No, I just thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, and it's been a heck of a year, and it's unique, right? In the sense that this year, the chairmanship role that I got to play in the front seat that I had, kind of culminates with a Super Bowl. I don't think any of our other chairmen have had that experience, and it's going to be a heck of a going out party for sure.
And neither did you think that you would be as probably intimately involved with so many different aspects of this event when you started this chairmanship, right?
That's right. You know, in all seriousness, one of the things that when Michael and I were talking about what we were going to focus on this year, it just naturally happens where things pop up. And whether it be, responding to a hurricane or whatever the event might be, an insurance crisis, this came and we were asked to step up. Michael specifically was asked to step up and play a really critical role. And looking back at that decision, it was a no-brainer. And I think minus some of the frustration that we have getting around town due to construction, and my partners and friends have no problem complaining about, the other side of it is the result. Just look around how nice things are coming together, and we're at that final stretch, and it's exciting.
What has been the thing that surprised you? I know you've been involved with G&O Inc. For a while, but when you, when you sit as the chair and, you know, a lot of things are flowing through that position, whether you want it or not, it always does. what kind of surprised you the most about the organization, or what did you learn about the organization that you didn't already know?
Well, what I knew is that Michael in and of itself is a tremendous asset and talent, and I think a lot of folks know that, right? The staff is amazing. And, you know, this coordination role in the seat that I had, in part because of my legal background, got to see all of the other pieces of our city that and region and state that have come together and coordinated quite a feat, and the creativity to be able to tackle a variety of issues. I think we had, 550 projects that we helped coordinate. That's a lot of agencies. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of personalities. But when everyone in the room and all the agencies involved put our minds together and collaborated, this is the result that we can do as a community. You know, one of the folks, one of my friends had said, and you guys probably hear this a lot, why does it take a Super Bowl for us to get this together, right?
Yeah,
well, we had a 550, right. Well, we had a 550-plus list on our honeydew list. You know, it's like when we have a party at my house, my wife tells me, well, we got to do all these things first. It's just natural to do that. The difference here, and I think what Geno Inc.'s role, being asked to play this role, and Michael's leadership has brought to this equation that we haven't had before, is putting in place a system and an understanding of how to operate the day after tomorrow, the day after the Super Bowl. And that's something that our board has really focused on, the staff and Michael has focused on. So when we leave the Super Bowl period, we are better. And we're better more coordinated and functioning, state and region. I think that's the legacy that will come out of this Super Bowl long term.
And I think I understand that y'all have a desire to continue this. And with that, I would ask the following question. You know, it always occurred to me that when you brought a lot of different people from different walks of life into a room together and you throw out a challenge on the table, it's rare that folks start with excuses first, right? It always seemed to me that they started with solutions. But when you went to their individual silos, sometimes there was always the excuse first, and you had to almost pull solutions out of them. I was just wondering your reaction to that.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Michael has said this time and again to us, the people who are running our agencies are our neighbors. They are talented. They want to deliver for our city. And what was lacking, or at least from my viewpoint, what was lacking was really just a coordinator, somebody who could remove whatever barrier was there and help communicate better. And to keep everybody focused in the room. And I think, you know, Michael, you share exactly that experience with, you know, on this answer. But that's what I've seen, and that's what really I think has made this work.
Yeah, it's an interesting answer, because the first thing that has to be said is that the city team, led by Joe Threat and Gilbert Montagne and all the agency heads, have just been outstanding from start to finish. And Joe Threat is the real quarterback for our weekly efforts within the city. But then in those same meetings, you have all the state agencies. You have DOTD, which has been outstanding. You have Louisiana Economic Development working closely with us. Then you've got the Sewer and Water Board that was in charge of 200 of the projects. Then you've got the other organizations like DDD, FQMD, and so there, everybody had great capacity, great attitude. Everybody has executed over two dozen organizations. So I think what we ended up being was a connector, an accelerant. In some cases, we were able to bring, you know, small to medium amounts of money to bear. So to kind of use the phrase, I think correctly, we were the lagniappe that kind of optimize all of the pieces and parts. But the pieces and parts are in and of themselves. We were nothing but impressed the whole way through. Still are.
You guys, I notice, GNO Inc. actually funded a couple of these projects, right?
Well, yeah, one of the most fascinating parts about this whole effort is that we have to do the total bill, but we're going to end up spending somewhere between, $60, $80 million of stuff in the ground, new projects. But of that, I think under $10 million is going to be new money. And GNO Inc., via an allocation that we got, an appropriation from the state via LED, will have ended up putting in between $6 and $8 million of that. Which is a big check, but relative to all the work that's getting done, it's a small fraction. So what that tells you, Newell, is that this was not an issue of money. This was an issue of deployment, which is a little bit counter to the narrative that you usually hear, which is that we just don't have enough money.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Chris, you are kind of in a unique position because one of the agencies that y'all work very closely with, and I'm a big fan of, is the DDD and the work that they've done. You are the legal counsel for the DDD. How did that work out? I mean, any differences in what you see at DDD, GNO Inc., and, you know, the collaborative effort together?
Yeah, it's been a really... I mean, just kind of by happenstance that the relationship between GNO Inc. and DDD evolved with the need to work on these Super Bowl projects and take the opportunity through a collaboration with LED and GNO Inc. and other agencies. The DDD has taken the lead on a number of projects, the French Door projects, which is the 100 block off of Canal and going into the French Quarter, a security outpost that was completed, a number of murals and some public art projects. It just goes to show it's an example, maybe Exhibit A in my mind, of what we're talking about when you're able to take some level of funding and you collaborate with those who can deliver those projects and make it happen. And if you go around the downtown development district right now, you see that, right? If we get the pigeons to work a little bit better with this, right? Because every time we seem to clean the streets, they show back up, and that's a complaint I'm getting. But other than that, it's really the downtown where most of our visitors are going to be is shining, and the district has really done a great job under the leadership of Davon Barber and Chairman Ross and the whole team.
Absolutely. Got to get to a break. We'll be right back with Chris Kane, partner at Adams & Reese, outgoing GNO Inc. board chair, as well as Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. Stay with us, folks. This is Newell.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. That is a Michael Heck choice, just so everyone's clear as to... Chris, did they give y'all some kind of medal to wear, you know, like that Rex emblem that after a year with Michael Heck?
Yeah, they should. That's for sure.
I think what do they call it? Think again. My mind just went blank. What do they call that?
Like a special Ducal?
You need is Full Metal
some
Jacket.
Kind.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Hey, real quick, Michael, if you could give that website again. I'm getting a number of texts about the park and ride hours of operation, where folks go to check that out.
Yeah, okay. So first of all, nolastreets.info is the website that has all of the closures on it. We just got the park and ride info. It's not on the website yet. We're going to upload it onto the website. So let me verbal for people again just so they can hear it. It's going to be on Friday and Saturday, Friday from 2 in the afternoon till 11 at night, Saturday 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. at night, the 7th and 8th. That's the weekend of the game. It's $10. The pickup locations are Delgado, Oakwood Shopping Center, New Orleans East Old Plaza Mall, and the Audubon Zoo. And the primary drop-off point is going to be Diamond Street and Convention Center Boulevard, right by the Fan Zone. And we're going to get that up on our website. It'll be up within the hour.
And a number of folks are asking, does anyone know if 504 Golf will be open for Super Bowl?
That's a good question. Chris?
Yeah, I actually had a chance to tour it 2 days ago. Well, you talk about $40 million investment coming out right at the Super Bowl. And an example of the Super Bowl causing economic development to be prioritized, right? My understanding is they're going to have a soft opening for the Super Bowl for private events and to train up their staff. And so look for more details on that. But I do understand they're going to be having a soft opening.
Now, Michael, I don't know if you ever made it up to D.C., but Chris, I understand that you did. A lot of folks don't realize the importance of bringing everyone together and getting a lot of things done up there. Tell us about the experience.
It was a different experience, obviously, with the snowstorm here. King Rico Alvendea, his theme was Honor, Duty, Louisiana. He did an incredible job of setting the tone. As usual, a lot of great business happened. Michael did make it up and hosted. Juno Inc. was the host of the Economic Development Lunch this year, which is a gigantic group of Louisiana business community leaders all in one house. And the lineup was absolutely incredible. Roger Goodell was there. Drew Brees was there. We had Hakeem Jeffries was invited by Congressman Carter. And not to mention that we have a pretty incredible delegation with Speaker Johnson and Majority Leader Scalise. So, again, it was a really productive week, a little bit light with attendance and people trying to get to D.C. through the snowstorm. But a lot of folks persevered and found ways there, and it was, again, a good week.
Chris, thank you so much for I'm sure, inordinate amount of time that you volunteered to GNO Inc. I mean, I really know and appreciate what it takes, I think most everybody else does as well. And I know they will join me in thanking you for that commitment and everything that goes along with the Michael Heck baggage. And Michael, thank you. I mean, I'm getting a lot of texts. Folks are just really appreciative of the leadership role that GNO Inc. has taken in this endeavor to put our best foot forward. And it truly is important. Final thoughts, Michael.
Well, no, thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure for myself and Chris. And we're just really humbled and thankful for the amazing effort from everybody to get this done. And I would be remiss if I could just take 15 seconds more to note that we lost an incredible friend and part of the community this year. The photographer and home food expert Pablo Johnson passed away suddenly. He passed away doing what he loved, photographing a second line. And so I just wanted to ask everybody to keep Pablo in their thoughts and prayers and to thank him for everything that he did. He embodied New Orleans culture, photographed it, and then gave out the photos.
Absolutely. Thank you both, gentlemen. Truly appreciate it. We know you're busy. Have a great week. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.